Quran Quest. Yes, please. Quran Quest. Answering your Quranic questions. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد To all our brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran. The program is Quran Quest, where we study and examine the verses of the Quran one by one with our dear and beloved Brother Habib. Just before we go over to Brother Habib, I'd like to express my condolences to the Muslims around the world. We are in Muharram, and in a few days we will be with Ashura, the day where Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, was martyred for standing up for his grandfather's religion. Brother Habib, salam alaikum wa rahmatullah, my condolences to you too, and thank you very much for your time.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته عظم الله لكم الأجر May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your grief and sorrow عن أبا عبد الله الحسين عليه السلام We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us on the day of judgment with the intercession of Imam Hussein عليه السلام to aid us in entering paradise
And in the end of the day the goal of our program is Imam Hussein's grandfather's religion Prophet Muhammad's religion and inshallah we will be given that blessing of studying the Quran together and learning deeper about Islam. With Brother Habib, we go through the chapters of the Quran one by one. Today we start chapter 77 of the Quran, Al-Mursalat, or those sent forth or a emissary. Let's listen to the first few verses of this chapter and we'll be back for today's discussion.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
والمرسلات عرفا
By those winds sent forth in gusts.
فالعاصفات عصفا
And the winds that blow violently. And by the winds that spread clouds. And those angels who bring criterion. And those angels who deliver a message.
You're back on IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. And you just listened to the first few verses of chapter 77 of the Quran, Al-Mursalat. So as always, Brother Habib, let's start with the nomenclature and some general information about the chapter. For instance, is it Medinese or Meccan?
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we'll be talking about one of the chapters that used to deny the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi from having a good night's sleep or something that made his hair go gray. And that is the chapter of Al-Mursalat, which pretty much talks about the day of judgment, Yawm al-Fasl, the day of separation, the day of separating between the truth and between truthhood and falsehood, as we will talk more about that specific verse that states Al-Fasl. And in summary, this chapter has been revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa in Mecca, and the reason of that, or the evidence as claimed by the Mufassirin, to why they state it has been revealed in Mecca is because it talks about the Day of Judgment. And before we've talked about When we want to know the reason of revelation, we should look at the background and context of the verses. And usually when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His Holy Book talks about the Day of Judgment, He's talking to people who are in denial, or revealing verses to pretty much to rebuke, criticize, to bring up evidence to people who are in denial of the Day of Judgment, which during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi was before his migration to Medina in Mecca. So therefore, it's a Mekki chapter.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. And that already gives us an idea about what the next verses mean. Verse 1 says, by those sent forth in succession, one after another. Can we get an idea right now, a clue of what is meant by those sent forth in succession?
Here the Mufassireen go into three different groups about what is meant by these six or five oaths that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts forward. And in summary, before I think we have to go on a break, I will give up the three points, theories or beliefs out there for the meaning of these verses. The first one is that what is meant here by are the angels, and we'll talk more about that. A second theory is that it's by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving oath by the winds. Mm-hmm. And the third theory is that half and half. The first two verses are about the winds, and the rest are about the angels. Mm-hmm. And when we look at each verse one by one and look at its meaning, we will show the meaning of each idea, each concept, inshallah ta'ala, with the listeners.
Thank you very much. Let's go to our break right now, but we'll be back very shortly for the rest of the discussion. Don't go away.
إن سألتم عن إلهي فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
Welcome back to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, where we study the verses of the Quran one by one with our dear brother Habib. So brother Habib, in chapter 77, the first few verses of this chapter are quite chilling. By those sent forth in succession, by the storming tempests, by the spreaders spreading, by the discerners discerning, and by those who bring forth the reminder. I'm already frightened, to be honest, about what's going to be said. And at the beginning you said that this is a Meccan chapter, and it's about people who don't believe in the Day of Judgment. So let's go through these one by one. By those sent forth in succession, you said that it could be mean the wind or angels. Can you explain more?
Yeah, so first of all, we start off al-mursalat, urfa, or urfa. The meaning of urf in the Arabic language is the hairs on the horse's neck. Mm-hmm. And everything that comes infrequently or like one after another, successively, is called urf. Why? Because like how the hairs are one after another, yeah, on the hair's neck, mm-hmm, on the horse's neck. So the same thing with the meaning, with the roots of the word here. So al-mursal, the emissaries that come one after another, that are sent one after another. If we look at the meaning of the emissaries as the winds, the first interpretation, then it means that these winds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving oath by these winds that come one after another. Unlike other planets where the winds, for example, are not on the same, like in the same, or on the same level, or for the needs of human beings, in this planet, these winds are for the needs of human beings. They come one after another. You have the north, the south, the east, the winter, the summer kind of wind, the spring kind of wind, mm-hmm. this kind of breeze, this kind of strong air. This air brings, for example, these kinds of...
A cold breeze or
brings
warm...
the, like for the plants, the pollen, right?
Mm-hmm. It's it helps spread the pollen.
That's one example. The pollen, for example. We also have the winds that are needed to remove, you know, bad smells as well. The odors.
Yeah.
And altogether, oxygen is you know... Distributed by these winds.
Oxygen.
That's the first interpretation. The second interpretation about the angels. Mm-hmm. We're stating here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is stating that the angels that are sent one after another successively. Why? Because they send down the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like how it's in the Shia belief. It's way in the Shia belief. And it's something that unfortunately we don't, you know, usually talk a lot about, and that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi kulli yawmin fi sha'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every day has orders put forward. Your age, my age, the length of the amount of your wealth, every day it changes. We have this aqidah of bidah, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changing what was written down. So this needs angel to come down to tell, for example, the waliullah ala al-ard, or the proof of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. It needs, for example, the angels to go to the books, to go to the angel of death, to go to the angel of wealth, the angel of, for example, rain, the angel of the winds, the angel of this and the angel of that. So therefore, the orders and commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are being spreaded, and they come one after another.
They deliver God's orders and our needs.
Yes.
At the same time. Thank you very much. It's time for us to take another break, but we'll be back very, very quickly to further the discussion. Don't go away.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, and you are listening to the first, and we are studying the first few verses of chapter 77. So we said the first verse, by those sent forth in succession, could mean angels or winds. By the storming tempests is apparently a very clear indication, implication of winds. Is that right?
That's one of the reasons why the interpreters that stated that what is meant here by the oats are the wind, is the wind, is because of this verse, Al-Asifati Asfa, because the meaning of Al-Asifat is pretty much...
storms?
The speed of the storm. You know how like thunderstorms all of a sudden arrive and, you know, it's like speed, high speed.
Mm-hmm.
That's the meaning of it in Arabic.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why they say Al-Asifati Asfa, yes, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swearing, is giving oath by these kinds of winds, these thunderstorms or whatever you want to call them.
And in the next verse, when it says by the spread is spreading, we can also...
Can just...
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Like so, like the hurricanes, the swift blowing winds, or whatever you want to translate this this verse into, that's the oath, right? That's what they believe, and that is why it's the winds. Then no, those who state that they are angels, and what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving oath by angels? They state that these angels are so fast and so swift in sending Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commands, and they're in such a high status of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so they are sending the messages from up, down, right, left, for this matter, for that matter, for the death of this person, for the death of that person, for the fall of this kingdom, for the rise of this kingdom, for the wealth of this person.
So the next verse, which is by the spread is spreading, we can also see it in the same context of the interpretations that you made. It could be angels who are spreading God's commands, or it could be winds that are
exactly,
spreading his blessings.
Exactly, exactly.
By the discerners discerning, this is verse 4. So what are they discerning, by the way?
Here they state... this gives them those who state this is what the meaning of the oaths is the angel. This is their evidence. They state فَالْفَارِقَاتُ فَارْقَى. This is for the angels. Here again, either if you say it's the winds that separate.
Distinguish between.
Like winter or spring or whatever. Right? Or winter, spring, fall.
So again, it could be either wind or angels.
And then if you say it's the angels, then it means that the ones that distinct between what is right and what is wrong.
Lawful or not.
Lawful or unlawful, right?
Yep. So just to put them together, these first four vows by which God is swearing, they are things that deliver God's commands and blessings. They either... come one after another in succession, or they're coming in terms of storms, or they help spread what needs to be spread, or help us discern what needs to be discerned. And they are so holy that God is swearing by them. But the thing is, why is he swearing by them, and what is the message that we should be waiting for?
And that's something that we're going to talk about on the next episode, so please tune in.
Inshallah, we're going to be talking on the next episode. Thank you very much, Brother Habib, for your time and for your very nice explanations. And thanks to all our listeners around the world for being with us. Once again, I'd like to extend my condolences and the team over here on the advent of Muharram. In a few days, it will be the martyrdom of Abu Abdullah Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Thank you for being with us. If you missed this episode, don't worry, you can always download an archive of this episode and all our previous ones from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Quran Quest. Until next episode, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You